So I don't know about you, but I have been watching a lot of Olympics. And my favorite thing about the Olympics is that you get to watch all manner of sports, from handball to skateboarding and surfing. So this year I've been pretty occupied with all of that. Mike Pedro, I don't know what you've been watching. I'm sure the Blitzbocker, we've just done pretty well, haven't we?
Yes, we've just beat Kenya 14-5 in our second group game. That's the seventh team. They won their first game 33-14 against Ireland earlier this morning. So a good start for the Blitzbox, especially considering the turbulent build-up that they've had to the games, with head coach Neil Powell testing positive for COVID-19. He's had to isolate himself from the rest of the squad. So a good start to the tournament for them. And I didn't know that three-on-three basketball was a thing until the Olympics.
Neither did I, and I was like, how did this become a sport?
Yeah, because that's sort of like what you do when you're just messing around with friends. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the people competing in it. I just didn't know that it qualified as an Olympic sport until now.
Very interesting. It's like pickup, basically. It's been interesting to watch. So it hasn't been a great start for Team South Africa, but we have had some reasons to celebrate. So Tatiana Schoenmaker has done really well in breaststroke in the pool. Also, the South African surfer, Bianca Batendag, she has done really well in surfing. What do we know about both of them, and how else Team South Africa is doing?
Yeah, well, Tatiana Schoenmaker breaking the Olympic record in the heats of the 100-meter breaststroke. That was yesterday. And then booking a place in the final earlier this morning by winning her semifinal. And she's also beaten Lily King in that semifinal. Lily King is the current world champion at the 100-meter breaststroke. I don't think I saw something earlier where she hasn't lost the race since 2015. So for Tatiana Schoenmaker to come out of nowhere, basically, it is her Olympic debut, and beat the world number one, is a very good start to her games. Rebecca Meeder has just booked her spot in the semifinals of the 200-meter IM. She finished seventh in her heat. Chad Leclerc has just scraped through in the men's butterfly as well. He finished as the final qualifier, so getting that 16th spot to make it into the semi-final. So people doing well in the pool, getting to the semi-finals. It's whether they can get into that final and then hopefully, especially for Tatiana, to try and get a medal, because she is going into that final in very good form at the moment.
Well, let's hope that we will start to climb up the medal table. And then, of course, we have to speak about the British and Irish game against the Springbok, the Lions game against the Springboks, and lots of comments around the TMO and some decisions there. And, of course, the best water boy in the business.
Yeah, obviously not the best water boy, because he didn't help South Africa win on the day. But yes, there were a few questionable calls. I'm not even going to lie. The ref was very lenient towards the British and Irish Lions, but that's no excuse. South Africa just weren't good enough in the second half, in all fairness. The kicking game wasn't as accurate as it has been, or as it was in the 2019 Rugby World Cup. And the British and Irish Lions capitalized on the mistakes that the Springboks made. And especially in that second half, I think that's where the box will look to improve on Hilly ahead of that second test this coming Saturday.
Mike, thank you so much. Michael Pedro, EWN sport reporter, just giving us an update on the Olympics and the sport over the weekend as well.